The White House and the Democratic National Committee were still doing damage control today. 2 days ago, the Presidential Legal Expense Trust, the legal defense fund for President and Mrs. Clinton, announced it had rejected more than $600,000 in contributions raised by an old acquaintance of the Clintons. Charles Yalin Tri used to own a Chinese restaurant in Little Rock. Today, administration officials were researching how often Tri had visited the White House. Here to talk about Tree's rise within the Democratic Party is NPR's Peter Overby. Peter, when exactly did the staff of the President's Legal Defense Fund understand that they had a problem with Tree?
They understood it last March when Charlie Tree came into their office with two manila envelopes with $460,000 in checks and money orders. They didn't like the look of it. They hired investigators, and they eventually rejected all of the money. You can say that the screening system that the legal fund had set up worked as it should. Critics would say that this all should have come out before Election Day.
This man, Charlie Tri, he's been the president's friend for a considerable time.
That's true, but he's looking less like an old Little Rock buddy and more like a Washington operative. He's no longer in the restaurant business. He's in international trade. The DNC is looking into a $15,000 contribution of his from 1994. He said that he now thinks the contribution was illegal and it should be returned. But aside from that $15,000, he, his wife, his mother, and his companies, since 1992, have given Clinton and the Democrats more than $260,000.
So what, if anything, did he get for that generosity?
It's hard to know. The White House is still trying to figure out how many times he visited there. They haven't gotten an answer yet. The most recent time he visited was last week. There was a Christmas party. Supposedly about 250 people came. This was just a few days before the legal fund was going to announce that they had had a problem and sent back all the money he raised for them. But he was there on a list prepared by the DNC that had been submitted to the White House last October. He was also appointed by President Clinton to a commission on U.S. Pacific trade and investment policy. That goes back to the beginning of the year.
And it still, does this count for more than just a little Rock businessman making good, sort of trading on his acquaintanceship with the president?
Well, it's a glimpse into the stratospheric level of fundraising at the Democratic National Committee these days. Charlie Tri is a member of the DNC National Finance Board. To be on the National Finance Board, according to the DNC, you commit to raising or contributing $350,000 a year. Now, to put this in monetary perspective, the Republican National Committee this year started offering what they called season tickets. You could be a season ticket holder if you put in $250,000 to the Republicans. That meant they would stop asking you for more money. The DNC, National Finance Board, is working at the $350,000 a year level. Besides Tri, the DNC won't say how many people are on the National Finance Board or who they are. But $350,000 a year over the 4 years that a president is in office is $1.4 million. And that is the level that Charlie Tri has been playing at.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Overby.
Thank you.